expectation. May 16th. Patient Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Hurley, H-U-R-L-E-Y. Date of birth, 11/21/1944. Michael Hurley was seen for evaluation of possible abnormal thyroid function. Paragraph, he stated that he felt tired, but did not have aches or cramps or other symptoms suggestive of hyperthyroidism. Period. He has a tremor, which is thought to be an essential tremor, but otherwise no other symptoms suggestive of overt hyperthyroidism. Paragraph, past history significant for diabetes, comma, kidney stone removal with complications. Paragraph, family history is positive for goiter and his daughter. Paragraph, social history, he has worked as an elementary principal, is now retired, period, does not smoke or drink alcohol. Paragraph, current medications, colon. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice daily, comma, Januvia, 2.5 milligrams daily, comma, glimepiride, 1 to 2 milligrams daily, comma, Ectos, 30 milligrams daily, comma, Terazosine, 5 milligrams daily, comma, Losartan, 25 milligrams daily, comma, Tadalafil, 10 milligrams daily, and Sertraline, 50 milligrams in the evening, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for systems evaluated, apart from weight loss of about 30 pounds. A total of 12 systems were evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, common weight 213 pounds, and pulse of 70 per minute. Period, the BMI is 33. Period, the thyroid gland was not palpable. There was no neck lymphadenopathy. Period, the heart cells were normal. Those were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph, I've reviewed recent tests, which include TSH 0.05, comma, free T3 3.3 and free T4 0.99, period. An ultrasound of his thyroid gland has shown him to have an enlarged gland with bilateral coarse calcifications and thyroid nodules measuring up to 1.1 centimeter on the right, period. Impression, multinodular goiter with partial suppression of TSH and type 2 diabetes and obesity, per paragraph. The recommendation at this point is for repeat ultrasound of his thyroid gland for follow-up purposes in 1 year, and no intervention for his autonomous thyroid function at this point, per paragraph. Follow-up visit in 6 months, per paragraph, interpretation.